Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads in the chiropractic industry. They do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. InnovativeWellness.Center. At 515-355-3200.
Hey, everybody. It's that time again. Sports Overnight America. I'm Fred with COVID. And you could email us at sportsfred@aol.com. sportsfred@aol.com. We're heard everywhere. Sirius 217, XM 203, all the apps, Sports Byline, Sports Map, American Forces Radio. Gals and guys, you stay healthy. Radio stations like KSHP 1400. In Las Vegas, Art Source will join us, Galaxy Sports. Mark Mancini's off. Andy Barron, cousin Andy Barron's with us. Author Billy O'Connor has written a very interesting book, Lamar's Gamble, A Tale of the NFL-AFL Merger, Amazon.com, major bookstores everywhere. But it's very loaded toward gambling, so it's the perfect situation for our show and vice versa, I presume. All right, so much to talk about in sports. Of course, a very sad note, Jerry West passed away earlier this week. Jerry West, when I was five, six years of age, I mean, it was like Jerry West, Oscar Robertson, Wilt, Russell, and Elgin. Those were my five. Those will remain my five. And I guess when you're younger, certain things stand out. But it was depressing from the point of view, you find out that Jerry West and the Lakers ended up on a downside. And you're not quite sure why. I mean, obviously he went elsewhere, but still, I mean, he's Jerry West. He's the guy on the NBA logo. And it's Jerry West, the guy that, you know, did everything for the Lakers along with Elgin. And anyways, your comments, sportsfred@aol.com, sportsfred@aol.com. Since we are talking about the Lakers, you got to talk about Dan Hurley. There was no chance of him going to the Lakers. They offered him $70 million. He's making $50 or $60 million with Connecticut. He's always been in the East. The Lakers would have had to offer him a couple hundred million. They didn't do so. I'm not saying over 1 year. I'm saying over a period of years. They didn't do so. So you knew he wasn't going to go there. So now maybe it's J.J. Redick. Who knows? It's hard to say. But I will tell you this. He's a fine coach, but can he coach LeBron? That be the question. Would LeBron coach him? I mean, again, in other cases, if you've never coached before, this ought to be interesting. If they go in Redick's direction, I don't know what's going to happen as far as that is concerned. In baseball, is Mookie Betts a full-time shortstop forever when he's the best right fielder in baseball? I don't think so. Dodgers trying to add some hitting, so that's why he's playing there. But bottom line is, we'll come back with more on Sports Overnight America right after this.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Have you noticed the hype around retinol lately? It's all over my social media. But did you know you can get retinol in a body wash? Amazing, right? Olay Retinol Body Wash is packed with moisturizing vitamin B3 complex plus retinol to transform dry skin to visibly renewed in just 14 days. Try it the next time you shower and see the difference for yourself with Olay Retinol Body Wash for visibly renewed skin in just 14 days. And try Olay Retinol 24 Body Lotion.
So I just went to Kohl's to shop their first ever customer appreciation event. And now I'm here to spill the details. Because I'm a Kohl's cardholder, I got an extra 30% off. Or if you're a rewards member, you get 20% off. Even non-members can save with 15% off. And as an added bonus, Kohl's also has great prices on Father's Day gifts. Like top activewear, Sephora cologne, grilling gear, and more. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss out. Hurry to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora. Offers end June 16th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
If you need bold banners to boost your business, but you're on a budget, think Staples. Because now at Staples, you can save up to $50 on your print purchase. From posters and flyers to signs and menus, Staples can print anything you need to move your business forward. And with Staples Print Perfect Guarantee, it's done right or it's printed again free. Plus, same-day service is available on hundreds of items if you order by noon. Get it printed right at Staples. And now get up to $50 off your print purchase. And 7-6, visit staples.com/print for details.
What seems to be the problem?
Doctor, thank goodness. My husband found out Cricket Wireless has 5G plans starting at $15 a month, and his jaw just dropped.
Oh. Did he hear about Cricket's blazing fast 5G?
Yep.
Uh-huh.
What about their reliable nationwide coverage?
Yes, that too.
Uh-huh.
I see. Unfortunately, there's no cure.
Oh.
But you will have really fast 5G.
Get jaw-droppingly fast 5G for $15 a month. Smile, you're on Cricket.
Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Video may be limited to SD. Fees may apply. Terms and restrictions apply. Subject to change. See store for details.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com, along with cousin Andy Barron, as Mark Mancini is off tonight. And, of course, from Galaxy Sports, the one, the only Art Source. And there's so much to talk about, but I think we do have to start. Andy Barron, you're a Celtic fan, and always have been, I guess, a Celtic fan. But the loss of Jerry West this week, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to the NBA? And how come he couldn't get back together with the Lakers?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know the late history on why he couldn't get back with the Lakers. What's interesting is, you know, I don't like the Lakers, but the Celtics wouldn't be who the Celtics were without the Lakers, and the Lakers wouldn't be who they were without the Celtics, and the Lakers wouldn't be who they were without Jerry West, right? So I have so much respect for that guy, what he brought to the league, what he, you know, it's a shame. It's a shame that, you know, that he didn't reconcile before it was too late. And it's a big loss. And it's interesting that it's happening basically right on the heels of another big loss in the NBA, right? With Bill Walton. It's a shame to see that as well. And as a Celtics fan, he's a guy that I find so interesting because he was so talented, but I'd say he's the one guy who had the most impact on the Celtics with, like, on the bench of anyone who's ever played, right? Impact on the court for sure. But what he did for the culture of that team, never seen anyone do anything like it before or since.
I heard them talking about the playoffs, right?
Art Source, your thoughts.
Well, you know, Jerry West to me was always class, Fred. I spent some time with him. I've interviewed him a bunch of times on sports talk radio shows over the years. The last time I met him was at the Jim Murray Foundation dinner. Jim and Linda Hoffman, his ex-wife, had this basically it was to get kids back into media, give them opportunities to get scholarships to be sports writers and sportscasters. And Jerry was the headline speaker, and always dressed impeccably, always had a great word for everybody, remembered everybody's names. And one of the questions we talked about that night at the table together, and I do recall this, was I actually asked him. I said, you know, you've created three great franchises. And at the time, I believe he was working with Memphis before he came to the Clippers. And he basically told me that his relationship was with Jerry Buss. He and Jerry loved Jerry West. And when Jerry Buss passed away and the kids took over the franchise, whether it be Jimmy or Jeannie or however it worked out, it was never the same. And we've noticed that if we look back on it now, that is, you know, the Lakers have had a modicum of success, but nothing like they had, you know, with the Showtime teams and the 60s teams. But the bottom line that really that phases me is for him not to, to end his career as a Laker and have the Clippers report that at 86, Jerry West passed away, just really, it just came off real poor to me. And it's sad to see, but, you know, that's the world of sports, Fred. There's not a lot of loyalty at the very end. It comes down to dollars and cents a lot of times. And it's sad to see that the people who create the relationships don't get to end the relationships. And I'll always miss Jerry West, the logo of the NBA, a class man. You know, Zeke from Cabin Creek, as Chick Hearn used to call him.
All right. The TV show Showtime on HBO made Jerry West out to be crazy. He sued him. I wonder if that any, I mean, again, I don't, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. And I don't know what's going to happen with the legal case, but they really jumped on him and they said it was fictional, but somebody watching really doesn't think it's fictional. They think that Jerry West was a lunatic. And if I'm Jerry West, I am going to become a lunatic off of something like that. Your thoughts are?
It's the saddest thing I ever saw. You know, that show, I kind of got captivated by it at the very beginning. And then I watched them branch out from reality into fantasy. And it became very, very poor for me because they tore down Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, Kareem has changed. He's a different man now than he was 40 years ago, like a lot of us are. But the bottom line I'm going to make here is, you know, if you don't have anything good to say, like my grandmother used to say, don't say anything at all. Don't just contrive controversy. I don't like that. I don't like putting people down, you know, to make your show look good. And we're talking about a Showtime show that had no ratings anyway. But if you didn't grow up in that era and didn't know Jerry for what he was and the class act that he was, you would think that, you know, this was how people perceived him. And it's as far from the truth as anything.
And you know, it was too close to home in that they call it fictional, but it was based on reality, right? So how do you know where to draw the line? Like the fish that saved Pittsburgh, that's fictional, right? This is not fiction. I guess it's fictional based on reality. But to your point, you know, if you weren't there and you didn't see it for yourself, how do you know what part of that's real? How do you know what part of that's made up and fiction? I think it was poorly done.
All right, and you're in Connecticut. Your comments about the Lakers going after early, and we knew that they weren't going to get him, but your comments about that.
Yeah, that hits real close to home. As you know, my son is a UConn student, and he's pretty happy that Hurley's staying. He's telling me that even though all those guys are going to the draft, that the guys coming from the transfer portal are going to be better than the team that just graduated and won the championship. So at the end of the day, what I think it comes down to is I think he wants to win again, but more importantly, I think he wants to coach kids instead of being coached by grown men, you know?
Art Source, agree?
I agree 100% with Andy on that one. I've heard the same thing about the future of UConn basketball. The Huskies are loaded. He's a great coach. His father was a great coach in the New York school system. His little brother is a good coach. I mean, they're old school. I don't think old school coaches work real well in the modern day NBA. You know, I'd like to see the Lakers find a good coach. I keep throwing out a name that I really like. You know, I have two names that I like. Michael Cooper, who I think would be a great coach. I don't know if they'd listen to him. I don't know if they have the respect that they deserve.
They play a little defense, like, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Or a guy like Byron Scott, who had a lot of success in the league. And now another name has entered into the fray. You know, I don't know if he wants to coach anymore with his back problems, but Steve Kerr would be a great move. And, you know, so there are some people out there that can coach. It'll be interesting to see what the Laker brass and Jeannie Buss come up with. I think if they'd offered Hurley a little more money, like you said, Fred, maybe a 7-year deal for $100 million might have made a difference. But you also have other things that are impending obstacles, or obstacles, as I used to love to say. And one of the things is California taxes. I mean, to get a contract that means a lot, you know, I know Connecticut is also a blue state.
I say it's not a whole lot better here, Artie, trust me.
Well, I know. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, the lifestyle of a man coming from Connecticut, going to the West Coast in L.A., you know, I think there were a lot of obstacles in that situation. But the bottom line to me is, does anybody really want to take that job in L.A. with LeBron, you know, being right where he is, or would LeBron be a player coach?
That's interesting. You might have to coach Bronny too.
Well, he's been doing that for 19 years.
And you know what? Hurley's going to have other offers too. He knows this isn't his last chance if he wants to go there, right? He has. I love the fact that he's got back-to-back championships and he feels like he has unfinished business. That to me is awesome.
What cracked me up is I also thought it was very interesting that the Villanova coach, the ex-Villanova coach, is also being considered for the job as well. And we know Wright's a great coach. So, I mean, there's a lot of people turning the Lakers down, Fred, and that's not a good sign.
What about Mick Cronin?
Oh, God. No, please, no. Although it would help the UCLA program immensely.
That's my point.
I gotcha.
Folks, later we'll talk to Billy O'Connor's book, Lamar's Gamble, A Tale of the AFL-NFL Merger. Lakers. Right now, if you were to say, where would the Lakers be as far as the teams in the NBA? Artie, where would they rank, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, they still have a great legacy. You got to go with the Boston Celtics. You got to put them on top. After that, I would say the Lakers would be second and third. Probably would be the New York Knicks, although they haven't been relevant for what seems like 25 years. You've got the great dynasty that was in with the Warriors, Golden State. I always remember them, you know, when Wilt played for them as the San Francisco Warriors. But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, Boston and L.A., you have Miami. They've done a great job under Pat Riley, another Laker.
Yeah.
You know, you had the great era when Phil Jackson was in Chicago, but the Bulls have fallen on hard times, which reminds me, Chet the Jet Walker, one of my favorite players as a kid, another one that recently passed away. What a ball player he was, him and Butterbean Love. I used to love those guys at Norm Van Leer. But, yeah, it's sad. I am going to say one thing here. I actually watched a little bit of the ball game between the game three between the Celtics and the Mavericks, and the worst call I've ever seen in a big game. And I know this goes against Andy up there, but if that wasn't a charge, I don't know what a charge is. You know how much money that cost the NBA, that call right there?
We're going to come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia straight away on Sports Overnight.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to Sports Overnight America. Later, Lamar's Gamble, a tale of AFL-NFL merger, written by Billy O'Connor. Billy will make an appearance. Right now, Barron Sports Trivia. And, of course, Art, being 127 years of age, has to take legal medicinal products to answer these questions correctly. And what are you taking this evening, Art Source?
Awakens, because we're Sports Overnight in America. We're up all night long, all night long. So this is one of the great products. And, of course, you know that I love my Prevagen professional formula. That's been a little helpful over the years. But most importantly, you know, I got to tell you, I hope you feel better, Fred. I'm real worried about you and your wife as well. And I just want you to get better, because we've had such a great time doing this show. Andy involved with it over the years as well. I just want you to know that there's a lot of people out there that care about you.
COVID is not fun.
No, we've talked about it for 5 years, and now you get to experience it. It's like,
and we've taken the shots, but you're still going to get it.
Fred, I don't know if you took that Paxlovid. When I got COVID a year and a half or so ago, I took Paxlovid and I got better quick. But then I got that like rebound COVID, whatever they call it, because it comes back, because it never actually fully leaves. So I got to enjoy it twice in a row. Oh,
wonderful. That's real fun.
Yeah.
All right. Barron Sports Trivia. Of course, this started with I started playing trivia with Andy and his and my cousin Lisa. So let's play some Barron Sports Trivia. My two favorite pitchers growing up were Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson. Andy Barron, where did Bob Gibson? We played for the Globetrotters, but where did he go to college?
Oh, I don't think about that. I know who he played for in the minors. That's an easy one, right?
Louisville. I don't know.
It was Omaha.
Okay.
Did he go to Nebraska?
I don't know. Is that your guess?
I'm going to go with that since he's in Omaha. Yeah.
I like that call, actually, now that I think about it.
Art, is it Nebraska?
I'm going to go with Andy on that. I want to go with Nebraska.
Well, you're both incorrect, but you got the right state.
Nebraska, Omaha.
Omaha. It's Nebraska. Creighton. Creighton's in Nebraska.
Creighton is correct. All right. Art Source. First pick in the very first MLB draft was Rick Mundy. Where do you go to school?
Arizona State.
Are you sure?
Positive.
Andy Barron, is it Arizona State that Rick Mundy went to school?
I'm not positive, but I'm going to go with Artie on that because he sounds very positive.
Okay, you guys are sharp. Here we go. All right.
We're back, Andy.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was 1965.
Right.
Andy Barron, who was the first pick in the 1966 draft? Hall of Famer.
I'm going to go with Tom Seaver.
Tom Seaver. Well, he's a Hall of Famer. Art, is it Tom Seaver?
I'm going to go with Reginald Martinez Jackson.
And where did he go to school?
Arizona State. I should have known you were going there.
And they had Sal Bando. They had some really good players in those days.
You guys are sharp. All right. Who was the founder and pitcher for the King and His Court? Growing up, I think we all saw this. He was a soft. He threw underhanded.
I know his first.
He had a first baseman and a shortstop and a catcher. That's it. And they play against major league teams. Who was that guy?
Was his nickname Fast Eddie? Because I don't remember his last name.
First name was Eddie.
Okay, you got to get the last name, Andy. Come on, baby.
Yeah. What years are we talking about here, Fred?
Oh, for like 30 years.
Yeah, I was going to say
they barnstorm around the country.
Four players. It was amazing. I watched them strike out the whole Angel team. Like, zap, zap, zap.
Eddie.
Shortstop, catcher, first baseman, pitcher.
It begins with an F.
Yes, it does.
It does.
So you got the letter right.
Feiner or Feiner? Was that his name?
You got it. You got it. Okay.
Feiner.
You guys. Are, all right. I want to talk about something here. And later we'll talk to Billy O'Connor, Lamar's Campbell, a tale of the AFL-NFL merger. This is in USA Today Sports Weekly. MLB's gambling scandal reckoning is coming. Art, it's here. Talk about it.
Oh, there's no doubt about it, Fred. You know, one of the ex-Pirate shortstops got a lifetime ban. You get the Shohei Ohtani with his interpreter. You know, that whole situation that emanated early in the season. And I think you're on the right money on this one, Fred. These proposition bets, which deal with players playing certain amounts of times, how many strikeouts they're going to have, you know, will they have a hit and a half or two hits or more? You know, I think that's where it lies. It isn't so much the teams and winning and losing the game. It's the fact that, like the Toronto Raptors forward, you know, if you know that the bet is this and you know that, you know, you can sit out whenever you want to sit out and you have to play a certain amount of minutes with a certain amount of rebounds, that's where it all comes to focus. Same thing in baseball. You're going to see something happen. They're just getting too cozy with gambling. And like you're going to talk about and hear about with our guest today, this has been going on for a long time. All right. But it was always done aside. You know, it wasn't done where, you know, the team's uniforms, you know, in practice have, you know, MGM, Bet MGM on it or something like that, or Caesars or whatever. But that's my thought on it, Andy. I think it's out of control. I don't think it's really good for kids. You know, they talk about our fentanyl problem we have in this country and on the drug problems. Well, gambling is an addiction as well. I mean, I know I have not gambled in almost 60 days right now. And I feel so much more relaxed all the time. I mean, and I didn't gamble that much, but I hate losing like everybody else. Yeah. And 9 times out of 10, as you're going to hear from Billy O'Connor, you know, you're going to lose. And so it is a money-making endeavor. That's why the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. Yeah. But, you know, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, no. Here's what I don't like about it. Whether it's, you know, I get the fact that the leagues, you know, it's legalized and the leagues are involved. There was too much money for them to stay out of it forever, right? The problem for me is not that. It's sort of, I'll call it like the digitization of it. The fact that it's so complex now with computers and whatnot, and you can bet on some very, very specific things that, to your point, a player, a referee, they could win a bet and it completely go completely unnoticed. It's not wins or losses.
And think about what we're working into. Now we're going to have artificial intelligence.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, I'd like to have one of those. Tell me who's going to win the games. Right, is that going to be a part of gambling, Fred? I got to believe it is.
Yeah, I mean, I think you can bet like down to the minute, like what is the first pitch going to be, a strike or a ball? Well, the pitcher can decide that pretty easily. And are you going to challenge whether or not he did it on purpose?
That's a good point.
You know, and that's the part that scares me.
How about in-game betting? That's another thing that we never thought about. I mean, my uncles used to sit in Anaheim Stadium in the upper deck. I'd be with them as a 10-year-old, and they would gamble on pitches, gamble on whether the Angels would score a run against the Red Sox in that inning, you know. But, you know, like they both said, well, you know, we're social deviants. You know what I mean? The money was going back and forth. But seriously, this in-game betting, and, I mean, it's to the point where, wow. I mean, will Tiger Woods bogey a hole at Pinehurst? Oh, yeah, I got a funny feeling he might.
You know, again, the prop bets are the thing that get it, because make it so simple. You know you're going to win because you're going to pull yourself out of the game. If you're a quarter from Toronto, okay, so 5.5 rebounds. As soon as he gets three or four, he pulls himself out of the game. He knows going in, he can't lose the bet.
Right.
That's pretty good. Right. If he can't lose the bet. And, you know, and he's got people.
Is that really gambling,
you know, betting...
then? No, and Artie was just talking about the call on Dokic. Like, what if there was a bet for how many fouls he was going to have? I think there's a couple there's a couple guys with stripes who can decide how many fouls he's going to have in the game. Right? I mean, and it's too complex. There's too many variables. It was one thing when you could tell the guy was throwing a game.
And as we know, Andy, the NBA has never had any gambling problems over the years with refereeing.
And not to point fingers, it's the same across the board. I mean, let's face it.
What those letters, Artie?
Starts with a T, it ends with a D, and it's called greed. And I'll tell you what, it permeates all aspects of every society.
It's unblank believable, I'll tell you the truth. And again, as a viewer, I mean, it's to a point where every pitch in baseball now, they've got the odds on the screen.
Yes.
You know, it changes on every pitch.
Now, let me ask you a question, Fred, as we go forward. Is there going to be like tennis, Cyclops, for balls and strikes eventually with an umpire there and he hears a little beep in his ear, he knows it's a strike? Is that what it's going to come down to?
Most likely. Yeah, all right, you're going to come back and to talk to Billy O'Connor, Lamar's Gamble, a tale of the AFL-NFL merger. All straight away on Sports Overnight America.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and deeply moisturizes with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3 complex. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Attention landowners. Got big plans for your land? Tackle all your spring projects with a powerful John Deere machine. And now with 0% APR for 72 months on select compact tractors, riding lawnmowers, and Gator utility vehicles, plus up to $2,000 off select compact tractors. It's never been easier to get in the seat. Offer available April 1st through 30th. Visit johndeere.com to find your local dealer. For complete finance details, please call toll-free 1-800-226-8903.
Malaria continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Score free gifts for the greatest dad this Father's Day at Lowe's. Get a free 8-piece Blackstone accessory kit and soft cover with purchase of a 28-inch flat top grill. $50 off, now just $248. And get a free select DeWalt, Craftsman, or Kobalt tool with your purchase of a select battery kit. Lowe's knows dads. Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 6/16 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
With your choice of select sandwich, nugs, fries, and a drink, Wendy's $5 Biggie Bag is your go-to. Your nugget wingman. Your hot and crispy fry co-pilot.
Just like us. We're like the bag boys.
What?
Bag boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when we bring your food?
For a deal you can count on, bet on Biggie and choose wisely. Choose Wendy's.
Bag boys, bag boys.
U.S. price and participation may vary. Includes choice of JVC or crispy chicken sandwich with four-piece nugs, junior fry, and small soft drink. Third-party delivery pricing may be higher.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Sports Overnight America. Email us, sportsfred@aol.com. Along with cousin Andy Barron, as Mark Mancini is off tonight. And, of course, from Galaxy Sports, the one... the only Art Source, and there's so much to talk about, but I think we do have to start. Andy Barron, you're a Celtic fan, and always have been, I guess, a Celtic fan, but the loss of Jerry West this week, what does that mean to you? What does that mean to the NBA? And how come he couldn't get back together with the Lakers?
Yeah, that's it. I don't know the history, the late history on why he couldn't get back with the Lakers. What's interesting is, you know, I don't like the Lakers, but the Celtics wouldn't be who the Celtics were without the Lakers, and the Lakers wouldn't be who they were without the Celtics, and the Lakers wouldn't be who they were without Jerry West, right? So I have so much respect for that guy, what he brought to the league, what he, you know, is just, it's a shame. It's a shame that, you know, that it didn't reconcile before it was too late. And it's a big loss. And it's interesting that it's a, you know, it's happening basically right on the heels of another big loss in the NBA, right. With Bill Walton. It's a shame to see that as well. And as a Celtics fan, he's a guy that I find so interesting because he was so talented, but I'd say he's the one guy who had the most impact on the Celtics with, like, on the bench of anyone who's ever played, right. Impact on the court for sure. But what he did for the culture of that team, I've never seen anyone do anything like it before or since.
I heard them talking about the playoffs, right?
Art Source, your thoughts.
Well, you know, Jerry West to me was always class, Fred. I spent some time with him. I've interviewed him a bunch of times on sports talk radio shows over the years. The last time I met him was at the Jim Murray Foundation dinner. Jim and Linda Hoffman, his ex-wife, had this, basically it was to get kids back into media, give them opportunities to get scholarships, to be sports writers and sportscasters. And Jerry was the headline speaker, and always dressed impeccably, always had a great word for everybody, remembered everybody's names. And one of the questions we talked about that night at the table together, and I do recall this, was I actually asked him. I said, you know, you've created three great franchises, and at the time I believe he was working with Memphis before he came to the Clippers. And he basically told me that his relationship was with Jerry Buss. He and Jerry loved Jerry West. And when Jerry Buss passed away and the kids took over the franchise, whether it be Jimmy or Jeannie or however it worked out, it was never the same. And we've noticed that if we look back on it now, that is, you know, the Lakers have had a modicum of success, but nothing like they had, you know, with the Showtime teams and the 60s teams. But the bottom line that really phases me is for him not to end his career as a Laker and have the Clippers report that at 86, Jerry West passed away, just really, it just came off real poor to me. And it's sad to see, but, you know, that's the world of sports, Fred. There's not a lot of loyalty at the very end. It comes down to dollars and cents a lot of times. And it's sad to see that the people who create the relationships don't get to end the relationships. And I'll always miss Jerry West, the logo of the NBA, a class man. You know, Zeke from Cabin Creek, as Chick Hearn used to call him.
All right, the TV show Showtime on HBO made Jerry West out to be crazy. He sued him. I wonder if that any, I mean, again, I'm not a doctor. I don't know. And I don't know what's going to happen with the legal case, but they really jumped on him and they said it was fictional, but somebody watching really doesn't think it's fictional. They think that Jerry West was a lunatic. And if I'm Jerry West, I am going to become a lunatic off of something like that. Your thoughts are?
It's the saddest thing I ever saw. you know, that show, I kind of got captivated by it at the very beginning. And then I watched them branch out from reality into fantasy. And it became very, very poor for me because they tore down Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. Now, Kareem has changed. He's a different man now than he was 40 years ago, like a lot of us are. But the bottom line I'm going to make here is, you know, if you don't have anything good to say, like my grandmother used to say, don't say anything at all. Don't just contrive controversy. I don't like that. I don't like putting people down, you know, to make your show look good. And we're talking about a Showtime show that had no ratings anyway. But if you didn't grow up in that era and didn't know Jerry for what he was and the class act that he was, you would think that, you know, this was how people perceived him. And it's as far from the truth as anything.
And you know, it was too close to home in that they call it fictional, but it was based on reality, right? So how do you know where to draw the line? Like the fish that saved Pittsburgh, that's fictional, right? This is not fiction. It's fictional based on reality. But to your point, you know, if you weren't there and you didn't see it for yourself, how do you know what part of that's real? How do you know what part of that's made up and fiction? I think it was poorly done.
All right. And you're in Connecticut. Your comments about the Lakers going after early, and we knew that they weren't going to get him, but your comments about that.
Yeah, that hits real close to home. As you know, my son is a UConn student, and he's pretty happy that Hurley's staying. He's telling me that even though all those guys went going to the draft, that the guys coming from the transfer portal are going to be better than the team that just graduated and won the championship. So at the end of the day, what I think it comes down to is I think he wants to win again, but more importantly, I think he wants to coach kids instead of being coached by grown men. You know,
Art Source, agree?
I agree 100% with Andy on that one. I've heard the same thing about the future of UConn basketball. The Huskies are loaded. He's a great coach. His father was a great coach in the New York school system. His little brother is a good coach. I mean, they're old school. I don't think old school coaches work real well in the modern day NBA. You know, I'd like to see the Lakers find a good coach. I keep throwing out a name that I really like. You know, I have two names that I like. Michael Cooper, who I think would be a great coach. I don't know if they'd listen to him. I don't know if they have the respect that they deserve.
They'd play or a little guy defense, like, wouldn't they?
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm saying. Or a guy like Byron Scott, who had a lot of success in the league. And now another name has entered into the fray. You know, I don't know if he wants to coach anymore with his back problems. But Steve Kerr would be a great move. And, you know, so there are some people out there that can coach. It'll be interesting to see what the Laker brass and Jeannie Buss come up with. I think if they'd offered Hurley a little more money, like you said, Fred, maybe a 7-year deal for $100 million might have made a difference. But you also have other things that are impending obstacles or obstacles, as I used to love to say. And one of the things is California taxes. I mean, to get a contract that means a lot. You know, I know Connecticut is also a blue state.
It's not a whole lot better here, Artie, trust me.
Well, I know. But what I'm trying to say is, you know, the lifestyle of a man coming from Connecticut, going to the West Coast in L.A., you know, I think there were a lot of obstacles in that situation. But the bottom line to me is, does anybody really want to take that job in L.A. with LeBron, you know, being right where he is, or would LeBron be a player coach?
That's interesting. You might have to coach Bronny too.
Well, he's been doing that for 19 years.
And you know what? Hurley's going to have other offers too. He knows this isn't his last chance if he wants to go there, right? He has. I love the fact that he's got back-to-back championships and he feels like he has unfinished business. That to me is awesome.
What cracked me up is I also thought it was very interesting that the Villanova coach, the ex-Villanova coach, is also being considered for the job as well. And we know Wright's a great coach. So, I mean, there's a lot of people turning the Lakers down, Fred, and that's not a good sign.
What about Mick Cronin?
Oh, God. No, please, no. Although it would help the UCLA program immensely.
That's my point.
Gotcha.
Folks, later we'll talk to Billy O'Connor's book, Lamar's Gamble. a tale of the AFL-NFL merger. Lakers. Right now, if you were to say, where would the Lakers be as far as the teams in the NBA? Artie, where would they rank, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, they still have a great legacy. You got to go with the Boston Celtics. You got to put them on top. After that, I would say the Lakers would be second, and third probably would be the New York Knicks, although they haven't been relevant for what seems like 25 years. You've got the great dynasty that was in with the Warriors, Golden State. I always remember them, when Wilt played for them, as the San Francisco Warriors. But, the bottom line is, Boston and L.A., you have Miami. They've done a great job under Pat Riley, another Laker. You had the great era when Phil Jackson was in Chicago, but the Bulls have fallen on hard times, which reminds me, Chet the Jet Walker, one of my favorite players as a kid, another one that recently passed away. What a ball player he was, him and Butterbean Love. I used to love those guys at Norm Van Leer. But, yeah, it's sad. I am going to say one thing here. I actually watched a little bit of the ball game between the game three between the Celtics and the Mavericks. And the worst call I've ever seen in a big game, and I know this goes against Andy up there, but if that wasn't a charge, I don't know what a charge is. To send Luka Doncic out in game three, you know how much money that cost the NBA, that call right there? I mean, that's going to be a sweep. They're going to leave three games on the table, unless cooler heads prevail and they decide that, Dallas might win at home. The spread seems to indicate they have a chance. But I was amazed by that game. The refereeing in the NBA is absolutely atrocious. And I'm not saying that I'm a Dallas fan or a Boston Celtics fan. I just thought it was a terrible call. And then they looked at it on replay. And all I did see a slight lean to the left by Doncic, but really, the guy blew right through him. And that's your only chance of having a series there. If they win game three, it's 2-1. So I guess the Celtics are world champions based on everything I can see. Has anybody come back in the finals from a 3-0 deficit?
Not in basketball.
Thank you. In basketball.
Red Sox fans are jumping all over that one.
Yeah. Here's what it's whether it was a foul or not. That whole rule of even check going back and looking, and it's almost like the football rule. Like, is there enough evidence to overturn it? That's so hard. A foul is even worse than anything else. It's a judgment call.
Right?
It's a subjective judgment call. What I will say is this, based on that, I can't argue too much about that play. What I'll say is that the Celtics are a far superior team. The best team's going to win, whether they won that game or not.
They went way past their potential even getting to the finals.
Yeah.
All right, we're gonna come back and play some Barron Sports Trivia straight away on Sports Over.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy.
The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Hey, folks, it's Sports Overnight America. Thank you for joining us. I'd like to thank Billy O'Connor for making an appearance. Lamar's Gamble, A Tale of the AFL-NFL Merger. Okay, so Cousin Andy Behrens in Connecticut, he's a Red Sox fan. The Red Sox are not the best team in baseball. We're more than 40% through the season. Andy Behrens, who's the best team in baseball right now?
I'll make you happy. I think it's the Dodgers. Yankees look good, but, you know, the Yankees, to me, they got two guys who are hitting 300 or better and no one else even sniffing it. They got lots of power. They got good pitchers. But if that power dries up, they're in real trouble. I look to the National League. I think the National League's looking very good this year.
Art, who do you think's the best team right now in baseball?
According to the odds makers, and I've got the odds right here in front of me, the Los Angeles Dodgers are plus 300 to win it all. The Atlanta Braves are plus 600 along with the Yankees. The Phillies are plus 600. But the team I think might be the best team in baseball is the Baltimore Orioles. They're young. They're up and coming. They've got three great pitchers. I like their young lineup. That's who I personally think is. Now, if the Braves didn't have the injuries they have right now, I'd say the Atlanta Braves were. And the Phillies have had a great season so far. If I was going to look for a long shot, based on the emergence of Paul Skenes and a couple other young pitchers, I'll tell you what, the Pirates are a pretty good bet. They've come from 200-1 to win the National League Central to now they're only 25-1, Fred, to win the National League Central. I know it's not the strongest division in baseball, but that's a pretty impressive move.
All right, in about 20 seconds for both of you, Max Fried is a free agent from Atlanta. Is he going to re-sign with Atlanta?
I think he's going to go with the Dodgers. He's from Valencia up there in Santa Clarita. That's my call.
I mean, the Dodgers have become the evil empire of the West. Everyone's going there. They have the money. That's where he's going.
All right. I'd like to thank Mario, Cousin Andy Behrens, Art Source, and the rest of you for listening to Sports Overnight America.